Historical background of Leahy, Diamond Head Crater. Diamond Head and its surrounding areas were the sites of several heiau or temples, suggesting the religious significance of the area for Hawaiians. Papaeanaena, one of the most significant, was a site of the sacrifices of both kings and criminals. It was perhaps erected by King Kahikili to celebrate his conquering of Oahu in 1783. Ironically, it was also the site of the death of his son, Kalani Kupule, in 1796, following Kalani Kupule's defeat at the hands of Kamehameha I. Probably the last sacrifices offered at this Luakini Heiau as part of traditional Hawaiian religious ceremonies were during the Great Plague of 1804. Diamond Head was a major landfall for both Hawaiians and whalers, as well as a port lookout for Honolulu. In 1884, Diamond Head went from private royal ownership to government property. Under King Kalakaua, the Diamond Head crater and part of the surrounding lands were transformed from the estate of King Lunalilo to the Hawaiian government. The volcano also played a part in the counter-revolution. In January 1895, royalists hid their weapons under the lee of Diamond Head and plotted to restore Queen Liliuokalani. Officers of the Republic alerted to the plot shelled the volcano during a brief skirmish, resulting in the surrender of the rebel band.